Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Palestinian Media Watch has documented that both male and female suicide bombers are being recruited with the reward of sexual satisfaction. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Itamar, according to your report, I understand that there are women who are volunteering to be suicide bombers as well. Is this a normal type of thing?
It was unusual. During that period where we had 300 attempted suicide bombings, of which 100 plus or so, I think, were successful, tragically successful from their perspective. Of that, about 10 of them were females. Interesting thing is they're not just promised paradise. The men are promised that they are going to marry 72 dark-eyed virgins in paradise. This is part of their reward. And what we've been learning now, and what we learned last week, is that a woman, she said that she was expecting to be rewarded in marrying. That was going to be her reward. So it's the tragedy here is that these people are in a society which puts certain values on celibacy. And because of the repression of sexual impulses and sexual activity, then they can offer them a reward in paradise of endless sex, essentially, with 72 virgins. Sounds outrageous. It sounds unbelievable. You can see men who the next day went out and blew themselves up and murdered Israelis. And what do they say to the TV camera that was filming them? They said, I'm not afraid to go because I've got my wedding. I'm waiting to be greeted by the 72 virgins. So this is something that in their warped minds is actually real.
Itamar Marcus with the details of how the Palestinian media is using a reward of sexual satisfaction to recruit both male and female Palestinian suicide bombers. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. It almost sounds vulgar to give this report. However, this is Islamic belief and reality in the Islamic world today. The Palestinian suicide bombers are weapons to be used in the war against the Jewish people. Ezekiel 35:5 reveals death to the Jews is a part of a Palestinian strategy to defeat their longtime enemies, the Jewish people. This battle actually started in the mother's womb of both Jacob and Esau. That's Genesis chapter 25 and verse 23. And this conflict will continue until Jesus Christ returns. That's Obadiah verses 15 to 18. The stage is being set for these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...